Let's go to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And in verse 4. Man, it says, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. I want that to sink into your spirit. This is important. The Bible is saying every person who is born of God overcomes the world. That is, if you're a believer, you're a world overcomer. You overcome any challenge, any situation in the world. You do it. You are an overcomer. This is not something to tickle your fancy. This is not something for pastor to try and encourage you. This is a truth that God is declaring to us. You know, you can call your name and say, I am an overcomer. Because the Bible says it. Everyone, you know, including our children, they are overcomers. That is, every situation in life, every challenge that comes their way, you know, not even challenges, how to live life, how to do things, how to run their lives, they are overcomers. Amen. Amen. You are, it says, everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. I am a world overcomer. A world overcomer. Anything in the world that comes my way, I overcome it. Why? Not because God said it. Amen. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. He's saying this is how you overcome. This is the way you overcome the world. This is the victory that you have over everything that comes against you in the world. This victory is what? Your faith. I know that we speak a lot about faith in this church, and rightly so. You know, there are three areas that we focus on as a church. It's faith, family, and creativity. Those are the three areas where we teach other things, but everything comes under that umbrella, isn't it? And faith is important. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says what? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's impossible. So he didn't say without faith, you may not be able to please God. Say it is impossible. Walking with God has to be a life of faith. Faith is not something we do from time to time. Faith is a lifestyle. The book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 says, the just shall do what? Shall live by faith. It's something that we do. We live. We breathe faith. Hallelujah. It is something that we breathe. It is our, we don't go into faith and then come out of faith. We don't use faith when we only face challenges. We live it. It's a lifestyle. We are never caught unawares. We are never caught unawares. Say, oh, I need to catch my faith today. No, it's a lifestyle. It's a continual lifestyle. Amen. You know, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16 says, when it talks about to put on the whole armor of God, then it says, put on, it said, above all, put on what? Take the shield of faith. See, anytime you go out, you need shield. Don't you need a shield? And all the things the Bible says that by which you will be able to stand against what? All the fiery darts of the enemy. Faith is a weapon. And it's our lifestyle. I go out every day in faith. That I am protected from any fiery dart. In fact, that means arrows. The Bible talks about arrows that fly by day and the what? The pestilence. How do you protect yourself? Faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Faith is so vital. It's so important. It is the shield. It's a fire extinguisher. Amen. It's an extinguisher. Hallelujah. It extinguishes. Exterminate. Is that a good word? Amen. That's what our faith is. And faith is believing and trusting in God. Trusting in his word. Hallelujah. But you know, we've heard so much about faith. I just want to talk about how do you know that you are living by faith every day? How can you tell if I am walking by faith? Because it says the just shall do what? Shall live by faith. Hallelujah. And so how do I tell? How can I tell that I'm living by faith? I want to let you know that the way you know is when you are at peace. You know, the Lord has been speaking to me. I know I've talked about it many times. Peace is so vital in life. If you are not at peace, you are not in faith. You see, anybody who is disturbed, they are not calm, they are not at rest, they are not in faith. So the benefit of faith, they can't have it. Because faith is proven by peace. It is peace that tells, if I'm not at peace, then I'm not in faith. And notice that Jesus, when he was on the boat with the disciples, what happened to him when the storm was raging? Was Jesus at peace? Oh, yes, that's the proof of faith. The proof of faith is no matter what is going on, you have peace on the inside. And that is so key. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6, where it says that you should, you know, be anxious for nothing. Say, I'm not anxious. For anything concerning my finances, I have no anxiety. Concerning my children, I have no anxiety. You know, if you don't have children yet, you're going to have children one day. So you can speak it ahead. Amen. You say, Pastor, I'm still very little. Well, one day, there was a time we didn't have children. Amen. But I'm telling you something. In every area of your life, do not have anxiety. Anxiety is contrary to faith. That's why Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will do what? I will give you rest. Peace is key to walking by faith. In fact, to walking with God and receiving everything that God has. God is a God of peace. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. So peace is the determining factor on whether I'm walking by faith. So every time I find myself disturbed and perturbed, I've got to go for peace. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 23. And you know, this peace has been given to us. It's been given to us. Jesus says, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give with you. So there's nothing we're looking for. God has given us everything that we need. We just need to use it. We've got to tell ourselves, I will not be anxious. I'm going to be at peace. Concerning that situation, I'll be at peace. I will not let my heart be troubled, and I will not let it to be afraid. You know, when you say the word let means to permit, Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled. I will not be troubled. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, you will keep him in what? Perfect peace. That's shalom. Perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on you because he does what? He trusts. You see, there's a link between peace and faith. It is because he is trusting that he will have peace. If you're not trusting, you can't have peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Peace is an umpire. Peace is a referee. You know, he's the one that should be conducting your life. Anytime you're trying to do something, you don't have peace, don't do it yet. Make sure you have peace and you do it. Hallelujah. Peace has to rule in our hearts. Look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Colossians 3, 15. So it's important that we have faith, but how do we know and test that we are really walking in faith or walking by faith? There has to be peace. It says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let it rule. The word rule here means to be the umpire. So, and this will help us. Do you know, if you were to wait for peace before you embarked on any project, that project will succeed. What we do is that we just do it. Even though our minds are still in turmoil, shall I do this, shall I do that? You're worried. Once you are worried about it, don't think of time. Think of peace. Amen. Because time can agitate you. Hallelujah. All the things you worried about many years ago, where are they now? You see, don't let time make you to be hasty. Don't make decisions because there is pressure of time. Let peace be your God. Let it guide you. Let peace lead you. That's faith. A person who is at peace is in faith. You know, the Bible says that the people did not enter rest in the Old Testament. God was taking them through the wilderness. God had already prepared a land that is flowing with milk and honey. He didn't say that they were going to try and get the land. He said, the land that I give to you. What was God expecting of them? To be at peace concerning it. But they were not. They were constantly troubled. And that means they were not in faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. I want you to take this seriously, because not only will peace make you healthy. You know, if you are at peace, you will live long. Longevity is linked to rest. And that's why even when people go for maybe an operation or surgery, they keep them on what? Bed rest. I know now that there's no more bed, not a lot of beds. They send you home quickly. But in those days, they will keep you in the hospital for long, because then when you get home, you will not do what? You will not rest. Because that rest will enable all your cells to repair themselves, to work. You see, it is the point of rest that things are done. There's more work done to your body. There's more repairs going on in your body when you are at rest than when you're moving about. Hallelujah. Peace, rest is key to life. You know, on this journey that I was going, there were so many things. Even when I got into, there were things, there was a particular place I meant to go. And people said, you mean you're going alone? You're doing this? But I had peace concerning it. I didn't even feel anything going there and coming. In fact, the flight was canceled on the way back. And that's an opportunity to say, I shouldn't have come here. And I had to spend the night. And they didn't even leave in the morning. They said, the flight is now in the afternoon. I was at peace all the way. Peace protects. It keeps. Hallelujah. He will keep him in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed because he trusts. He trusts. Hallelujah. I'm praying that from today, peace will be in your heart.
Amen.
Permanently, permanently. Amen. I know there are things to worry about in life, isn't it? There's a lot of things. We all have things that we are concerned about our lives, about our future, about our studies, about our career, about our businesses, about so many things. But you know, Jesus says something. How many of you, by worrying, can add a single cubit to that? How many of you? You see, worry is not the answer. Peace is the answer. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then what happens? And the peace of God. You see, peace is God's answer. See, many times when you're praying, maybe you ask God for something and you say, God has not done it. No, he has given you peace. But you are still troubling about the thing. The peace is the answer. It's only a matter of time before the thing manifests. So once you pray, you should be watching out for what? Peace. Come on now. Because peace is a proof that you are in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Say, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were, say, you were called. You see, people say, well, what's my calling? Your calling is peace. Amen. You say, maybe I was called to be a pastor, called to be. You can be a pastor if you are not at peace, you have no calling. You know, because if you're, there are many, you know, I've heard the pastors are just resigning and giving up and all. You heard the other time Apostle Patrick giving us the statistics. You know why? No peace. But if you have peace, you know that it is not your church. You know what Jesus said? I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So once you say that, you just settle. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. And as it is in heaven, let it be done upon the earth. Why are you worried about your children, about their grades, about their studies, about their career? Why are you worried? All the worry that your parents did. No, you shouldn't worry. If you know, maybe you had a mother who used to worry, a father who used to worry, you shouldn't worry. No, worry can cut people's lives short. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, no more. No more worry for us. We're going to be in peace. And because we are in peace, we are in faith. Hallelujah. Let me read it to you from the Amplified Version. This scripture, Amplified Version. Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who does what? Who walks daily, we see. You live by faith, so you live by what? By peace. Daily. It's a daily thing. That inner calm, unperturbed, undisturbed, unworried, not flustered. Maybe you hear some reports. You know, everything in this world is designed to unsettle you. Amen? Maybe you were going about singing some lovely worship song, then you hear something. Somebody calls you. There are certain people you shouldn't be taking their calls. Amen. Amen. Because once they just disturb your peace. You've got to value your peace. Do you know what he said in Hebrews 4, I believe 11? He said, labor to enter this rest. Labor. Let it be your effort. You are laboring. My effort is to be at peace. I'm putting a lot of energy and effort into being at peace. Because when I'm at peace, I'm in faith. And I'm in faith, I will please God. Hallelujah. And when I please God, everything will work out well for me. Glory to God. Jesus was on the boat. And the storms were coming. You see, the storms don't determine the state of your mind. Did you catch that? Because if it determined, Jesus should not have been sleeping on the boat. He was sleeping. The Bible says he was on a pillow sleeping. How can you do that in the midst of the storm? How can you do that? Peace. So they started waking Jesus up. Master, Master, wake up. Don't you what? Don't you care? Now listen to me. People think the people that worry with you are the ones you care. It's not true. It's not scriptural. People who worry with you, they are increasing the tension. The person who remains calm when there's a storm is the one you need. Not the person who will panic with you. So, you know, maybe you are panicking, your level is 4. The person ramps it up to 10 and 20. And you say, those are my good friends. No, they're not. Amen? Because you need peace for solution. If there is no peace, there is no answer. Hallelujah. Jesus was asleep on the pillow and said, Master, don't you care that we perish? And you know what Jesus did? When he rose up, what did he say? Peace. He took the peace from inside and put it on the outside. The peace is not outside. The peace is on the inside. He said, my peace I leave. The same peace, he said, I've given it to you. The same peace that I use to calm the storms of life, I'm giving it to you. The peace is not outside. Don't look on the outside. Don't call a friend. Amen. Don't do 50-50. It's right on the inside of you. Praise God. Oh, are you being blessed this morning? It's time for us to walk in peace. This year, you will no longer be troubled. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You will not let any situation. And you know, everything that I went to do, I achieved even much more. Much more. Favor all the way. And you know, I was just gliding in peace. And I realized I'm going to come back. I know about peace. But I'm going to be so reinforced on peace. This peace thing, I'm all for it. I'm in the peace business now. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Peace business. Why should anything? Why should I feel discouraged? Why should shadows fall? Why should my heart be alone? But Jesus is my portion. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, And I know he watches me. Amen. Amen. He watches over me. Hallelujah. He watches over you. Said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Hallelujah. You know that psalm that we all know very well. But let me read Isaiah 55 first. Isaiah 55 and verse 11. Look at what God says. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall do what? Accomplish. God's word will always accomplish. You're hearing a word of peace. Peace will be accomplished in your life today. When you get home and there's anything trying, just shout peace. Shout peace. You know, don't care who is going to listen to you. If somebody's coming with trouble, just scream peace. On the phone, anywhere. Just shout it. Peace. Is that not what Jesus did? He shouted peace to the storm. He didn't keep quiet. He said, no, he spoke peace. And there was immediate calm. You've got to shout it until he becomes your business. Peace is my business now, I'm telling you. Amen. I will not worry about finances. I will not worry about anything. I will not worry. Hallelujah. Not worry that, you know, maybe you had a headache and you're thinking, this headache looks as if it's another level. No. Peace to my head. Peace to my body. Peace to my lungs. Peace. You know, peace is repair. Peace repairs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he says, and he shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it, verse 12. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with what? With peace. God leads with peace. Peace is a leader. He leads. We just read it that peace should rule. It should rule over our hearts. It should garrison our hearts. It should be the umpire of our life. Now he's saying we should let peace lead. Don't do anything until peace is in front. Amen? You know, and we will avoid a lot of troubles. Young people, you avoid a lot of troubles if you can just let peace lead. You want to make a choice concerning one or the other, the person to marry, and all of, I'm not saying you're choosing, but you know, you've got to have peace in your heart. If you don't have peace, it's something, you know. Peace is key. You want to take a decision where to live, where to go? Peace. Let peace lead you. Because if you are not at peace, you are going into that situation disturbed. So even if there's a lot of good things there, but because you don't have peace, you need peace for things to move well. Go to Psalm 23. Psalm 23 from verse 1. It says, the Lord is what? My shepherd, I shall not want. Verse 2. He makes me to lie down where? You see, why will God use green pastures? Because that's where there is peace. He leads me beside what? See, quiet waters. Quiet, peace. That's where God leads. We just read that he will lead you out with peace. David knows that. He knows how to identify when God is leading. There has to be peace. Then he goes on to say, he restores my soul. How is his soul restored? Because he's in peace. Restoration comes when there is peace. Praise God. There is restoration for you today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Peace. So if I want to know that I'm in faith, I have to make sure that I remain at peace. And I have to guard my peace. Not let anything affect it. Not let anything come in. Don't let anything come in. You know, anything that is going to affect your peace, don't let it come. Avoid it. And if it's coming, keep screaming and shouting like Jesus. Peace! Peace! Peace be still. Hallelujah. Don't let time squeeze you. Let me tell you, someone say, I don't have time. You have time. Amen? You know what time is? Time is life. Once you have life, you have time. Never let the pressures of the world start squeezing you. You say, it's too late. It's too late. You know, everybody's already doing this. Nobody's doing nothing. You are working with God's timetable for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let the pressure come. It's the enemy. So look at you. Look at your age now. Look at what are people doing? If you are not at peace, you are not living. When I have peace, I'm alive. You know what? That's what Paul said. He said, those of us who are, he said, we have entered rest. Those of us who believe, we have entered rest. We're in rest now. Amen. We're in peace now. Everything is working out well because I am at rest. He said, labor to enter that rest, to enter that peace. The peace of God will garrison your heart, Amen. Will keep you, Amen. It will sustain you. Amen. No more worry for you. No more troubling of your mind for you. There's healing for your body in the name of Jesus. And every situation that you see, with the peace of God, the answer shall come in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, let's thank God for His word. Thank God for His word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace. I will let it rule. I will let peace rule. I will allow it. I will be guided by peace. Thank you because I will not be under any undue pressure in life anymore. I will not worry. I will not worry because I know You have the timetable for my life. And that timetable is ruled by your peace. Guarding my heart, concerning my home, concerning my future, concerning my career, concerning my studies. Lord God, I'm at peace. Restoration, healing. Kuraba zakatara baba baba. Liko zere mandari.